That was the encore last night, Chime. Pretty good.
That song's so good.
The show was great.
So good.
I got to tell you, it was. And the way he's doing stuff now, we were talking about it earlier, but with the full band, it made the show even better, I thought, last night.
And can I just say the merch was a 10 out
well,
of 10?
Well, see, yeah, I see what you, what'd you pay for that? What did that set you back?
50 bucks?
It was 80.
80 bucks.
Wow. Yeah, there was a Boston exclusive sweatshirt. I was in line for it, and it sold out in front of me, which was fine because I'm really happy with this piece.
Thank you. That looks great.
But like, Curtis, when you really think about it, people are angry about my Bruins takes while I'm sitting here at a Post Malone sweatshirt. Like, how silly. How silly. I'm just a girl. I'm just a little girl in a Post Malone sweatshirt.
And not to mention, out with your husband in a suite for free.
Hey, Greg, let me ask this, though, because you were there, and Courtney, you was obviously there. And Corey, I'm surprised you didn't say hello to Johnny Bye. You guys were in the suite together.
Wiki, I wish that I had known that he was there. It's so dark in that suite, and there's so many people. I would have, of course, gone and found him.
Let me ask you guys this question. How does he sound live? Because he relied, well, or at least it sounds like he relied when in his studio recordings. It's a lot of, like, auto tunes, similar to like kind of what T-Pain was. How does he sound?
I think that's
live?
Just his voice, Wiggy.
No, he's got a great.
Yeah, he sounds the exact same.
Okay,
and so, you can tell he's not lip syncing like that. He would lip syncing.
Yes,
sorry. He would stop at certain points mid song and just start dancing.
But do they have like an auto tune mic that allows his voice to kind of have that like auto tune sound?
I don't think so, but
no.
Maybe.
No, not
I don't
really.
Think so.
No.
Okay. I'm asking because I was asking the question because I know he's kind of like, you know, that's when I think of him. He, you know, obviously he reminds me a lot of T-Pain, and T-Pain was a kind of big auto tuner. I'm wondering how
T-Pain.
I'm wondering how Post Malone sounds live.
When you're there, this is a dumb question, but is it all Aramark? Is it all the same, like, souvenirs and, like, the food and everything inside the park the same as it would be for a Red Sox game, or is it different?
There's no different food, but I don't think the merch is done by Aramark.
No. Aramark is just concessions.
Yeah, it's all the same food.
Very good.
So then that's all the same. Yeah, I mean, this is all going to the team.
I had some good mozzarella sticks inside Walshy's box. Thank you very much, Walshy, for having those. The delicious.
Did you send Santo out for flowers during the show?
Nope.
Oh, you didn't?
Nope.
Okay. This is David from Florida. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hey.
You know, you need to go back to journalism school, Greg.
Okay.
You need to. I am fed up with your buddy approach to Breslow. He does not deserve to have things go so easy with him.
What would you let me ask you, what would you say if it were you? Like, what am I gonna say to him?
I would have just jumped down his throat like a crocodile, like an alligator. I mean Mr. Breslow, and first of all, call him Mr. And don't call him Greg. Call him Mr. Breslow. Keep
Craig.
This thing professional.
I like calling him Craig, but go ahead, yeah.
You know, I mean, he started out saying something to the effect of that, you know, congratulations, you guys are heading in there, and you're still in it.
Still hanging on,
still hanging on. That's got to go, you know. That's got to go. I mean... You know, this team is, I mean, one thing you did miss, in all sincerity, that I think is so critical, is that this team is just has too much emphasis on the young kids. There's no balance. I don't care if you're running a baseball organization or a 7-Eleven.
Right.
I mean, you have to have a mix of young and old.
Well, you have to, in the latter case, you have to attempt to try to steal a veteran free agent from Cumbies.
Great point, David.
To add on from a cashier perspective.
Thank you there, Mr. Curtis.
Yes. I mean, top notch. We should send this call to Cooperstown.
Well, you
should. I agree with you. It should be the
David.
Now,
Curtis. Yeah. Curtis, there's an opening here.
Ooh. David, can you give me a home run call?
Can we hear you? Can we hear your home run call? Because Joe is leaving. So
way back and gone.
Oh, no, that's Trupiano's. You can't steal that. but good try.
Wait, hold on a second. I have some feedback on that if you want it real quick, David, on your home.
I got one more thing for you,
Hold on. Here you go. Here's my feedback on that.
All right. Up and away. How's that one go?
That's a good one.
Love it.
Did David not listen to the show after Coco's Coco bomb that we're not journalists?
Right.
Well, Craig Breslow is not going to come on here and answer many questions. He does his best, and I don't know what you're going to. Well, I mean, let's wait and see. If they don't make the playoffs, then the postmortem will begin.
We should just yell at Craig Breslow when he comes on. Stop lying. Stop telling the truth now. Don't lie to us. Craig, where's the money go? Where's John Henry? You suck.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're going to get. I do think that I do think that you can look at, you brought it up earlier, Wiggy. 3 of the last 4 years have been not what the fans are expecting. So I at some point, I guess the fans will be heard, and that may lead to them determining that they're going to spend a little bit more money.
There's no way they go into this offseason without making major splashes.
Why?
I feel like the Eagles get in the way. After 3 years of not making the playoffs, right, the Eagles going to get in the way.
They're making money, Wiggs. I hope you're right, but they, with Post Malone, Pearl Jam,
right,
you know,
I get that they're making
Hootie,
money.
Which Shime ruined a great joke by Wiggy that morning.
I was so bad. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about that.
But it's just, by and large, it's like it's all they want. John Henry just wants it to be profitable.
Right. I get that they're making money, Curtis, and I understand that point of it. But they also are like, you also have an ego, and you know, you hear the noise. Like, people might say you don't hear it. That's BS. You hear it, and you got to be like, this Red Sox team is looked at as, if they don't do nothing again, people are like, this is a joke, I'm tuning out. Oh. Like, I think people are at the tune out mode as far as, like, they get fans, but do you think people are really, like, excited about the Red Sox season, are looking forward to it, anticipating what the team's going to be? Or are they just like, you know what, I want to go to Fenway Park and take a selfie?
No, and you might be right about the ego thing, too, because, I mean, their Pittsburgh Penguins, I believe, have missed the playoffs the last 2 seasons, too. So, I mean, are they going to put their money there, or are they going to put their money here? I think that this all comes into play with why some of us were so upset when they went ahead and put their...
Don't forget the PGA.
Right.
And that deal.
Yeah.
Which, we have another team being purchased. Go ahead.
Oh, did you see the sticking point, Shime, after they met in New York on the PGA LIV merger?
I did not, no.
Tiger, Rory, whomever, they want John Rahm and others to give their money back.
Why?
So what did Rahm get? $300 million?
Yeah. Isn't it like $750 or something?
They want that money given back before they will go ahead and approve the merger.
That's such a dumb
request.
Get
out of here.
Yes, yes, Wiggy.
Oh, my God.
Just because they weren't smart enough to go get a bag doesn't mean you should punish other people for getting the bag.
Right?
And hasn't... Listen, I don't get into the whole world of, you know, foreign politics and all that other nonsense, but I remember people used to be like, Nike, weren't they having, like, 6-year-olds make sneakers? And isn't Tiger Woods the face of Nike?
Yeah, well,
and also
a bit of a primitive explanation, but yes.
Right, but I mean, you know, for us that might not be in the world of that, you know, where we're not watching a million documentaries on the sweatshops in, you know, Southeast China. Yeah. So don't you think, if that's the case, well,
Tiger should give that money back.
Yeah, Tiger, give your money back. You know, maybe it'll help out some of those, you know, kids that have, you know, worked making all them sneakers or golf shoes that you sell for $200 and they were making, you know, 6 cents on.
Yeah, I feel like the requests and the behavior of Tiger and McIlroy here is just the peak of hypocrisy. Like, Tiger, the PGA Tour sanctioned golf events every year with Saudi Arabia. Their ticket dealer during the pandemic was purchased with a major investment from the Saudi investment fund. Like, the video game is distributed by a company that does business with the Saudi investment fund. It's all over it. Any talk of being pure has left the building generations ago.
But to demand that John Rahm give money that he earned, a deal that he chose to take that was available to everybody, give it back before they're going to essentially allow these guys back in is ridiculous.
That's stupid.
Ridiculous.
Could you imagine you're so John Rahm and there's Tiger Woods worth $1 billion telling you what to do with your money? Like, F off, dude.
You know who does that kind of thing, Curtis?
Who?
Feckless young sod.
I want to get her into the booth. Like, could she try out? I think she'd be good.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.